Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Fresh Heart podcast. My name is Zareen, and I am a consultant cardiologist. On this podcast, we will explore tools to refocus your energy and optimize your health without blame or judgment and with compassion. Today, we're going to talk about honesty. This is the last pillar of the Fresh Heart philosophy, but it hasn't always been honesty. At first, it was happiness. However, as I learned more, as Fresh Heart evolved, I had to change it. Before I discuss honesty, I'm going to give you a few reasons why I changed it from happiness, because you might be wondering, happiness is important, right? And psychological well-being is directly associated with good cardiac health, so why change? And you're right. Ask anyone from any walk of life what defines a good life, and you'll have to look hard to find someone who doesn't agree that living a happy life is important. It's ultimately what we strive for and the goal to attain. And there are actually a lot of things within our control that we can do to increase our happiness. And we'll be discussing these on separate podcasts. Things like positive news in the morning, gratitude, human connection. These all feed our soul. The issue with happiness, though, is that it isn't always directly in our control. Ill health causes unhappiness, grief, bereavement cause unhappiness. Psychological distress, socioeconomics, work pressures, political situations cause unhappiness. We're not in control of these factors, and being told to work towards a state of happiness in these situations can feel insensitive. I'll never forget giving a lecture to a group of retired individuals. At the end, a lady got up, quite visibly distressed, and said, "I'm bereaved. How can I possibly think about happiness?" And I didn't have a great answer. Happiness results from a combination of factors. Forcing it upon yourself when you're unhappy doesn't work. Being told to be happy can actually be insensitive. And the last thing I want to do is to blame someone for not feeling happy. That's why I changed it to honesty. And importantly, honesty with self-compassion. Rather than forcing yourself to be happy and okay with your situation, being honest about how you're feeling allows you to actually process the reasons behind the emotion. What is it that's underlying that feeling of jealousy, of anger, of hurt, of sadness? It's okay to feel. Simply suppressing true emotion just bottles it up to resurface at another time. And when we're talking about honesty, it's good to be honest about your health goals and why you have those particular goals. Can you actually achieve those goals with your available resources and time? Many things are simply out of our control. I remember when I had gone back to work after maternity leave. I'd put weight on and I decided I needed to lose it. So I looked around at what was working for others, and despite having a full-time job and juggling motherhood, work and a family life, I joined a gym. I forced myself to go despite my better judgment, and I was miserable. After a few weeks of sheer exhaustion, I stopped going. I had to be honest with myself that I simply didn't have the time or the energy, and what I honestly wanted was to be with my family. The joy it gave me to spend time with my son and husband far exceeded the benefit I was getting from forcing myself to the gym. It gave my family a lot of joy too, as I wasn't as snappy. I know of many people who've started similar things that didn't fit with their time, energy, or resources, and it's not sustainable. Stopping feels like a backward step. It can lead to shame and a sense of failure. And it's not failure. What's right for others is not necessarily what's right for you. If instead you're honest, then you can move forward from your very own personal starting point. You can look at options that are right for you and your personal situation, and that's different for us all. The aim is not perfection. The aim is to make achievable, sustainable changes within the boundaries and framework of your life. Now, I'm not saying that by being honest you won't have to change. It's important to keep reevaluating health choices and adapting. But it's important to know that it's all right to be honest about how you get there. So I invite you to have a think about your own personal health goals. Why do you have them? What can you realistically do to achieve them? And how can you then build on that? One final thing, it's important to mention that honesty isn't just a one-way process. You deserve honesty from your healthcare practitioners. In fact, we have a duty to provide it. There's a beautiful quote from Fred Rogers who says, Honesty is often very hard. The truth is often painful. But the freedom it can bring is worth the trying. So that wraps up the five pillars of the Fresh Heart philosophy. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any suggestions or if you have your own personal story that you'd like to share, please do get in touch at Fresh Heart Project on Instagram, at Fresh Heart Proj on Twitter, or via the website freshheartproject.com. This podcast is not a substitute for medical advice from your healthcare professional. Remember, be kind to yourself, and small, sustainable steps lead to great change. This podcast is produced by Lion Mountain Entertainment, a subsidiary of Morgan Archway Limited.